Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This was a strange election. It was predicted that the Republicans would take the majority in the U.S. Senate, and they did. They also picked up some governor seats, including some blue states. Here's what's strange. The same election night showed us that Americans want to raise the minimum wage, legalize pot, and have marriage equality and pay equity, and they elected Republicans to control both chambers of Congress? Given that, the next 2 years should be interesting. Locally, we have some new faces on various councils throughout the county. We beefed up emergency services, chose to upgrade Eureka schools, and ban GMOs. The GMO result is most interesting to me. My own search for the science on the harm that are posed by GMO plants show no evidence of known problems. However, we seem to tolerate pot grows and the environmental damage that we can document and turn a blind eye to it. I guess Humboldt County selects the science they want to believe just like everywhere else. In Arcata, two new faces have an agenda. One wants to have Arcata be the model for zero waste. I hope the council looks at the economics of this carefully. We are already paying premium for such things as curbside recycling. We make all the early morning noise, use all the gas, and the recycling is out of sight and out of mind. We used to have a recycling center where I took my kids and could teach them about recycling. Another new member wants a homeless campground. We walk in the community forest every morning and we have a homeless, I prefer travelers, campground. On Wednesday morning, there were about 15 campers, at least two of which didn't even bother to get off the trail. My point is, we have work that needs to get taken care of. While I'm on the election, I'd like to congratulate the winners. I wish you all well on your new or continuing position. It's a huge responsibility, and remember, you represent everyone in your area, whether they voted for you or not. To those who came up short, thank you for your willingness to put your time and ideas and your ego on the line. To step up to the plate makes our democracy work. Teddy Roosevelt said this, and I offer it to you. It is not the critic who counts, or how the strong man stumbled and fell, or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who errs and comes short again and again, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotion, and spends himself in a worthy cause. And if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that he'll never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. Thank you all for running. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.